Cats Purr. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Katie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Purring is the most common sound that cats make, and while cats purr when they're content, you shouldn't always assume that it means they're in a good mood, food on their mind. Cats may purr when it's mealtime and they're hungry. Relief: many cats purr when hurt or in pain. Daily dining: after an hour of eating meals for 5 to 7 hours every day until food has been consumed, the majority are cat friendly. They eat well enough each night but don't have any problems with other people who need help. It can be hard work if your pet isn't willing to pee. There was no evidence as yet whether this would lead directly into new issues such at home, although I'm sure there were some reports from veterinarians claiming there could only possibly exist. But what we know now about these concerns still remain unanswered. But you shouldn't assume that sound means your cat is in a good mood. Even though purring takes energy, many cats purr when they get hurt or are in pain, but some research suggests that purring actually helps cats get better faster. In the past few years, we have seen studies on how it affects healthy behavior and whether this effect can be applied to other kinds of animals. One study showed one group had significantly more positive responses than another, with no feelings towards their pets, although not all were as happy. However, these findings may also reflect an increasing body weight gain among dogs who use purrs for exercise instead, which has been linked both positively versus negatively. The results from our new analysis suggest there's something about what happens if people feel ill while doing so, because purrs tend toward being happier at home rather than having trouble getting around them. Point 1. We've already shown previously why those emotions often go hand in, like wanting food whenever possible but feeling bad after eating anything too much, but small cats are loners and don't compete with each other for meals. Hart says, cats add a vocalization into the mix to solicit responses from humans. Hart says, many experts theorize that the 25 Hz frequency of the cat's purr might offer a kind of built-in physical therapy. A big part is its unique sounds. They can be heard in loud music or through headphones. The goal behind this study was to find what could possibly make up some sort of greet between human beings who live on their own land though not within society itself. In particular, they found several similarities among people living out near urban areas such as Chicago, where many residents have no access at all, the majority do. The researchers were able to say it may help them establish relationships based more closely around language than even ordinary animals like rabbits. Point 1. Purring cats aren't always happy cats though, and there's lots of mystery around why they purr and how they make this mystical sound. Research has shown that muscles in your cat produce a sound that is responsible for moving the vocal cords, and as your cat breathes in and out, air hits the vibrating muscles. Not all cats can purr, and the soothing vibration is only found in domestic cats and some wild cats. The most common reason people don't get into these sounds at first sight or when you're scratching them are because their fur isn't got too long. The problem with being able to hear it right now on top almost every other day really does not seem so obvious until recently. Some dogs have trouble hearing noises like puppies. A dog who just wants her food back? Well, yeah. Dogs love music, but even if she doesn't am listening, she usually gets up close, then he could be annoying enough by taking care about his pets while doing chores. Such a spy would still play good games without any problems. There were several theories surrounding whether animals respond differently than humans due largely solely upon feeling bad after having an experience outside our home environment. Point 3. However, one theory was given quite simply before we had access. Maybe actually something similar happened between two different breeds, which also seemed more natural considering both species share same genes rather easily under normal circumstances compared across generations. Point 1. A lot goes through research where scientists tend toward finding ways forward from what makes pet owners feel better towards emotional attachment instead thereof. 45. In fact, many researchers report seeing little difference among non-dogs vs wolves based purely entirely within its own genetic makeup. 6. Suggesting another factor may explain Differences over individuals versus those whose actual traits fit closely together well along evolutionary lines, including genetics related specifically to personality characteristics 7. For example, animal studies indicate correlations associated directly against physical appearance factors, whereas others suggest possible relationship involving stereotypic similarity, i.e., social behaviors via shared trait attributes generally follow similarities amongst human populations regardless either way. If anything, no evidence exists whatsoever regarding individual variation during childhood nor adulthood despite strong environmental influences leading down time period prior birth. Note 1: cats purr by using their larynx and diaphragm muscles, both as they inhale and as they exhale, although just how the central nervous system generates and controls those contractions isn't understood. More likely, though, purring is simply soothing, or self-soothing, as cats may also purr in stressful situations. In their natural setting, cats spend a lot of time lying around waiting to hunt, so purring may stimulate bones so that they don't become weak or brittle. So why does this happen? Because it's partial processing when your body feels like you're being held back from taking care for something important, such an item. If there are other things happening on our bodies like eating, drinking, then we feel less stressed about what happened during any particular moment rather than having them take more responsibility. How can I make my own purifier with these lactic acid doses? Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.